this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Chris Michaels, this is Unleashed. That's right, it's the show that broadcasts to you 5 days a week, five different hosts, five different points of view, and all broadcasting brilliance. If you want even more of that, make sure that you find the America Out Loud Network on all of your podcasting platforms. And do not forget, under any circumstances, to go over to AmericaOutloud.news for all of the cutting-edge commentary that you will not find anywhere else. And I'm going to bring up examples of why you should be going to AmericaOutloud.news later on, because there are plenty of knuckle-dragging liberals out there that think they know better, but guess what? They don't. RFK, you're in the crosshairs. But before I get into all of this, let me tell you something, and I didn't believe this. All you had to do is fire up Google, right? Don't make it your default search engine, but go to google.com and actually do this search. Go type in children's books. You will be surprised about what you find. Or maybe you won't be, especially if you're listening to me, because you have a jaundiced eye and you know what these kinds of woke corporations would like to try and shove down your throat. You find things along the lines of The Tales of Beatrix Potter. So Winnie the Peter Rabbit, not Winnie the Pooh. And then you find a couple of other things. And then, oh, here we go, right up top, kids' books, The Legend of Naranja. Oh, it is a book making fun of Donald Trump. Now, this could be a tongue-in-cheek book. It may not be a children's book, but it is still right up there if you look for children's books. Then, oh, this is great. Now, this is meant to be a gag gift for people. So maybe you're going to a wedding, or you're going to a a bridal shower or something along those lines. This book is in the same category as children's book, and I'm going to try to clean this up for us. Linda's tight mollusk needs to be relaxed. How about that? That shows up as a children's book, and it is illustrated as a children's book as well. And then you'll love this. This is the final one I'm going to bring up. Kids' books, My Daddy's Belly, and it shows two men, or what appears to be two men, and one of those gentlemen has a baby bump. Guys, we've got to control this stuff. Enough is enough with this woke idiocy. How is anybody, as a parent, how are you ever going to trust your child on any electronic device? I went out the other day with a friend of mine. He's got two kids. And this is exactly what we were talking about. How on earth, as a parent, am I going to be able to trust these teachers, knowing how woke they are, if not outright Bolshevik and communist? And they don't believe that there is such things as parents' rights. And some of these teachers truly want the state to take away children from their own parents because they believe that the state knows best. And then some of these morons even want the state to determine who can and cannot have children based upon a social credit score. I mean, this is the reality that somehow the United States has gone through. And he doesn't know what to do. He's scared of it because he's got two little kids. And how is he going to be able to protect those kids from this kind of lunacy? And the problem is, unless you homeschool, you've got no option. You're stuck with this reality. And it's not going to be easy. I mean, you even hear about all of these private schools going completely woke. I mean, these schools where you pay $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, in where you think your child is going to get the best education possible, you know, college prep schools and all of that. And here they are, same circumstances. And what do you do? I think this is going to take something of a grassroots type of situation where they say enough is enough. Like, we cannot have this kind of book learning going on here. If my child wants to enhance their education, then if they do a Google search, I should be reassured that they're not going to be generating smut in the search results. Oh, but it's smut with children-influenced illustrations. No, that's not what should be happening at all. Why is this happening? And like I said, the only way this is going to really work is if we start getting down to brass tacks and have a grassroots type of movement. And don't think for a second that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because these people don't care. I brought this up plenty of times. They just don't care. And it's up to us to change all of that rhetoric. So like I said, I went out to dinner with my friend. Oh, I am a huge, huge foodie. I love food. My personal preference, I am mostly vegetarian. I will eat meat. I will eat fish. It's just my preference. Eggs, sign me up. I mean, just make eggs in any form. I'm there. But here is the bigger problem that we face in America. Basically, all of the watchdog agencies are compromised. They've been infiltrated, if not outright bought, by big pharma, big agriculture, all of that stuff. So we can't trust the agencies that are supposed to monitor our food. And you're seeing more and more video clips across social media of farmers, regular farmers. We're not talking about the big guys. We're talking about regular farmers. They've been tilling the soil for generations on end. And they're now saying that, hey, wait a minute, there's a big problem here. Why are people getting sick so early in life? Why are they becoming ill in their 30s for the rest of their life? How come they're not healing? How come if they go through all of the procedures, it doesn't seem to work? What's going on here? And they're pointing their fingers in the direction of the soil. It's being essentially compromised altogether. The GMO seeds, the glyphosate, the really bad pesticides and all of that, and just not using the earth in the way it was meant to be used. Now, I'm going to reference something here. You'll never believe it. Mexico, of all places, has thumbed their nose at the U.S. GMO corn. Now, this is a big deal because you could go back to WikiLeaks, where Hillary Clinton, when she was head of the State Department, one of her major, major focuses while being there is to get other countries to accept United States-created genetically modified organism corn. One of the prime pushes that she was making across the world, other than selling weapons and killing people. This comes from GizaDeathStar.com. One of my favorite authors here, Dr. Joseph Farrell, referenced this article, and he is talking about why Mexico does not want to introduce any of this GMO stuff. March 5th, this is when they released all of their findings. Key elements of Mexico's submission include: the scientific evidence of safety presented by the United States is out of date. Much of it from industry studies not supported by peer review. That's all the liberals say all the time. Oh, what you're referencing is would have a peer-reviewed study. Like, that matters, especially when all of the peers that are reviewing are completely compromised. According to Mexico, the United States did not present any peer-reviewed studies showing it's safe to eat large quantities of the corn. And Mexico makes the case that the U.S. regulatory process is not stringent enough because Mexico has higher standards for their food industry. That should be a red flag for anybody that eats anything. Going on, on public health, the submission details that the GMO corn, especially what they reference as BT corn, engineered to kill insects and pests can have adverse impacts on non-target animals, specifically mammals where this kind of pesticide damages their digestive systems from a GM trait that kills its targets by attacking their guts. In other words, they perforate the intestines of insects that eat this stuff with the pesticides on it. And guess what? That also goes into your body, which is what a lot of people assume, the genesis of gluten allergies. And then finally, they also say that, guess what else? We ain't doing this. We're not going to allow this in here, no matter what the United States says, until they start providing real science. Whoa! Who would have thought? Real science, trusting the science. So being a foodie, this strikes close to home for me. So that's why I am so particular about the foods that I buy. And when I am around, I generally don't eat anything that is processed. I try to buy organic and all of that. You have to do that. You have to take your health back. So that is my two cents on all of this. Next up, I am going to start lambasting major media figures. Hello, RFK. Hello, Don Lemon. And we are going to get into Donald Trump later on in the show and what is up next for him.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
All right, it is Chris Michaels. This is Unleashed, and we have this major election coming up. What appears to be between Donald Trump and so far Joseph Biden, assuming that he does not turn into room temperature candidacy before this happens. I still think he's going to be replaced. But moving right along with this election cycle, it is exciting to see just how energetic Donald Trump is. And it's also perplexing that the Democrats and the liberals and the rollover Republicans like Mitch McConnell and pseudo-Republican Bill Kristol over at the Bulwark or whatever's left of that, they still hate Donald Trump. They can't stand the guy. And from Stephen Watson over at Modernity.news, 2/3 of liberals would dispute election if Trump wins, new poll from Rasmussen finds. Well, wait a minute. I thought that Donald Trump must accept those election results. That's all we heard in 2020, 2021, and going back until 2019. How come the Democrats are the only ones that are allowed to dispute election results, but if somebody like Donald Trump or a MAGA candidate, they actually win an election, they are not allowed to even question the sanctity of the elections being run by electronic voting machines that are surprisingly hooked up to the interwebs? I thought that wasn't allowed to be hooked up to the internet, but here we are finding that out. So now the liberals, they're coming out and saying 57% of Democrats think that they should refuse to certify the election if Donald Trump wins. Why? I thought that this was supposed to be a sacred moment in American history. Your duty to vote early and often. Even dead people vote in elections. That's how important things are right now. 57%. They say no, no, no. Could you imagine if Donald Trump told people, do not certify this election at all, ever, even if Joseph Biden wins? It would be fascist time. It would the new Hitler. I thought Trump was Hitler to begin with, but now he's really Hitler. Maybe he's even going down Pol Pot roads at this point. Independent numbers. 31% said that they would support the Democrats in not certifying the election. 57% said, you know, the guy won, just certify the elections. Do you see how hypocritical these Democrats and mainstream media outlets are? They're basically saying that even if our opponent wins, we don't want him to win, and we're going to be a bunch of sore losers and essentially violate the law because we don't want him in power. Same kind of playbook that was going on back in 2016 when Trump won. Immediately, you got Russiagate, Ukrainegate, this gate, that gate, front gate, back gate, all of it. And now, this is the new strategy that you're starting to see. And Bill Maher even said something idiotic, too, about, oh, well, you know, if Trump doesn't want people to certify the election unless he's the winner. This is the strategy. Bill Maher even referenced, actually, Donald Trump stealing the election. So when you have somebody, an antiquated hack like Bill Maher, saying that, well, Trump is going to steal the election, they are telling you this is going to be the Democrat strategy. They're planting that seed in the Democrat rabid, frothing, mad crowd to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. They're generating that subconscious trigger so that when Donald Trump does win the election, oh my goodness, he stole it. No, no. Classic case of inversionism. This is what's going on here. The Democrats accuse Donald Trump of being guilty of their own crimes. And don't buy this at any point. Don't do it. I know you're not going to do it, but you probably know people that will, because they just don't think like us. They're not capable of critical thought. They're not capable of piecing all of this together because they need help from brilliant, lovable fuzzballs like us. That's right. They certainly don't need help from people like Wolf Blitzer over on CNN, another antiquated hack. They certainly don't need help from another weirdo like Don Lemon. Don Lemon, former CNN golden boy, golden child. Everybody loves Don Lemon. Why? I could never figure it out. His ratings were in the tank. Nobody likes him. Ever since he's been laid off, he's gotten zero traction anywhere. He was talking to Elon Musk about joining X as a news contributor. Oh, okay, so fine. Elon Musk is trying to create this platform. Go along with me here because it's extremely dubious at best about what I'm about to say. He's trying to create this platform where anybody and everybody could post news, they could post their opinions, and, you know, we'll have all sides of the discussion represented here over on X. And especially if you are somebody like an Alex Jones type, you could have an audience, or the Krasensteins of all people, you can have an audience there too. Well, now Don Lemon wants in on the act, and there were discussions, and all of a sudden, we saw this bizarre headline. Elon Musk, nope, we don't want Don Lemon. Sorry, go pound sand. Well, do you know why Don Lemon wanted to do this? And do you know what he was asking for? Well, there was a report from the New York Post talking about just this situation. The ex-CNN anchor sent over an astronomical wish list to Musk. And this is what he wanted. He wanted a free Tesla Cybertruck. Now, I don't know why you'd want that. We see all kinds of reports of this thing just being a bucket of bolts and a battery that falls apart and even rusts after a few rainstorms. I don't know if you saw those, but it looks pretty atrocious. So he wanted a free Cybertruck. He wanted $5 million up front. He wanted an $8 million salary every single year. He wanted, now this is crazy, he wanted an equity stake in the company itself. Really? Who are you, Don Lemon? Where do you get off trying to request this kind of thing? And then, now this is, I don't know how this happened, he wanted the right to approve any changes in X's policy when it relates to news content. Since when could somebody like, one, Don Lemon have any clue about honest-to-God news? Don Lemon is one of the most biased imbeciles ever to be broadcast on a major network. He doesn't know anything. It's certainly not his thoughts that are going on when he speaks. I can promise you that. And Elon Musk said, no, this is kind of ridiculous. This is what Elon Musk responded with. Lemon's approach was basically CNN, but on social media. And instead of it being Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don Lemon, and the whole thing lacked authenticity. Ooh. All this said, Lemon Zucker are of course welcome to build their viewership alongside everybody else. So essentially, no deal for you. Keep walking, you moron. Now, this is how the Democrats work, okay? They can have a front man, and the front man will just parrot whatever the powers that be want them to say. Case in point, any mainstream news organization. You flip on Fox News, you go to CNN, MSNBC is a glittering jewel of this moronic way of broadcasting. But there's something else here. Don Lemon, does everybody really remember how Don Lemon is as a person? I doubt that you do. Because a couple of years ago, I mean, all you have to do is go back to 2021, Don Lemon was accused. Now, this accusation was eventually dropped, and this person miraculously disappeared, and he didn't pursue any of this lawsuit. Hampton's bartender suing Don Lemon for sexual assault. And he accused, the bartender, accused CNN of being a predator-protecting machine rife with perverts. So what exactly did Don Lemon do to this bartender? Well, apparently there was a man by the name of Dustin Heist. And Dustin Heist said that Don Lemon, you'll love this, put his hands down the front of his shorts. Now, this is in the Hamptons. So in the Hamptons during the summer, it is a devil-may-care attitude. The weekends are probably debaucherous. You can do a Google search. You can find all kinds of bank people out there taking their clients and having drug-fueled parties to get deals done behind the scenes to avoid being accused of insider trading. So all kinds of nonsense goes on in the Hamptons. So when I read this story, it's not any surprise to old Chris Michaels. So Don Lemon decides to insert his feisty digits down the front of his pantalones and vigorously, according to the accusations, rubs himself. Now, it's a little bit more colorful than what I'm mentioning here, but I'm trying to dress it up. Mr. Lemon then removes said hands and shoves his index fingers and middle fingers under Mr. Heiss's nose, asking if he prefers one form of genitalia or the other, basically the male parts or the female parts. And that was the whole interaction. This is the kind of person Don Lemon is. I don't know why anybody would let him live this down. I certainly won't, even if the whole thing has been dropped and the person disappeared and says, no, I really didn't mean to do it. It's out there. The story is out there. I would, just knowing how the Hamptons are, I would not put this past anybody to do something like that, especially Don Lemon. I mean, these Democrats really do have a devil-may-care attitude. I don't know. Look at all of the people that went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. That kind of attitude. And then, oh, you just read about all of the stories that happened in New York State when Hillary Clinton was running for senator and involving the Nixium cult. Look into that. I mean, that's just debaucherous activity. So the Democrats, as usual, acting like themselves, which leads us to RFK Jr. Oh, all of the stories out there. Oh, is he going to nominate this movie star or that movie star as his VP choice? Oh my gosh, what a brave person. He's really trying to get the young vote. And oh, we have to support him in this effort. Why? Why would anybody look to RFK with any sort of leadership quality? Nobody should trust this guy. Nobody. You could go find tweets, when it was Twitter, of RFK saying that, oh, we should not remove the COVID lockdowns until we get, essentially, a Green New Deal in place and totally revamp society in a more sustainable fashion. I mean, this is the kind of person that's out there. Now, I brought up the whole deal with no labels, this supposed unity ticket for a third party, because everybody is sick of Joseph Biden and Donald Trump. Nobody wants to see Trump versus Biden 2.0. So we need an honest to God new candidate. And we're going to nominate a former lieutenant governor of Georgia, Mr. Duncan, who is a rabid anti-Trump person. Once again, these third parties aren't actually meant to be a genuine choice in this election. These third party runs, whether it's No Labels or RFK Jr., they are really meant to take votes away from Donald Trump, even though they are moonlighting as an anti-Democrat, anti-Trump campaign. This is no different. It really isn't. So we find out that Nicole Shanahan is going to be the nominee for VP with RFK Jr. Okay, so maybe. Now, who exactly is Ms. Shanahan? Well, she is the ex of Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Immediately, red flags should be waving in front of you, because they were for me. And this is according to Mediate, or how do we say this? Mediaite, excuse me. Over with their report, exclusive report. Oh, yes. So, I mean, I guess this could be somebody that's better than Aaron Rodgers, another person that was floated out there to be. Could you imagine that? So, a source. Oh, this is good. Everybody, sit down. Listen up. The source said that they align on numerous issues. Oh, that's good. That's good. So she's for Green New Deal nonsense and locking everybody down until we get a more sustainable society. The campaign is also looking for a candidate who can help finance the ballot access initiative. Ooh. She might be infusing millions of dollars into the campaign to help fund the ballot initiative, which makes her attractive financially. Oh, there we go. There we go. However, she lacks the qualifications to actually do the job. Well, why should that stop anybody? Kamala Harris certainly didn't let that stop her. Look at, she's up there throwing out word salad almost daily, saying, I'm ready to be president if anything happens to Joseph Biden. But nothing is going to happen to Joseph Biden. Don't you worry about it. You are in good hands with me. So let's do a little digging on Miss Shanahan. Now, obviously, she is extremely wealthy. She knows how to do math. By marrying the co-founder of Google, I'm sure she got a very, very beneficial divorce settlement or something along those lines. But you can go to law.stanford.edu to find a little bit of a biography. Nicole Shanahan, California-based attorney and the founder and president of BIA Echo Foundation. Oh, what's that? Well, it's a private foundation that aims to invest in change makers. Oh, don't you love the PC language and all this, at the forefront of innovation, more word salad that means nothing, who are tackling some of the world's greatest challenges, such as, oh, here we go, jot this down, reproductive longevity and equality. What does that mean? Oh, criminal justice reform. Oh, okay, some more Alvin Braggs. Is that what we're talking about, Miss Shanahan? And a healthy and livable planet. Ah, there we go! Climate lockdowns. Initial investments and projects led by BIA Echo. It could be BIA Echo, but I'm just going to say BIA Echo. Including the launches of the world's first Center for Reproductive Longevity and Equality at the Buck Institute. Oh, and the Stanford Computational Policy Lab to drive social impact on criminal justice reform via data analysis and technical innovation. What a go-getter! I mean, she is a liberal's dream, don't you think? So, think about all of this for a second. RFK is supposed to be courting Donald Trump's voters. Now, why do I say that? Because RFK was the person that came out and started to be critical of the vaccines that were released under COVID mandate nonsense. So immediately, you had a lot of MAGA voters that said, wait a minute, I can read stuff. And if I don't understand a word in some of these package inserts that were put out by the CDC and the FDA when all these vaccines were coming out, I will Google said word and find out what it means. Oh, and on top of that, I'm going to research the definition of an approved product and a product available under emergency use authorization trial. Then, now we've got something here. Oh, RFK, he's saying things that I agree with. He deserves to be looked into. And then he says he's going to elect somebody like Miss Shanahan. So if you go over to Miss Shanahan's website, which it appears to be defunct at this point. The last copyright is in 2023. They don't have anybody listed on their team. I tried to find out some people that were supposed to be on here. I can't find anything on this, and a lot of the links don't work, but some of it is still here. Okay, so what is Ms. Shanahan all about? Well, we said reproductive longevity and equality. So, BIA Echo seeks to ensure that women have parity and options in their reproductive health. Sounds like abortion rights to me. While life expectancy has increased considerably, women's reproductive longevity has not made the same strides. We believe that with bold investments, we can extend women's reproductive longevity, giving women greater freedom and choice in their reproductive health. Sounds nice if you want to be an older woman or wait until you are well-founded in your career, then you can have children later on. Ah, next, criminal justice reform. We are committed to the initiatives to support an equal and fair justice system. Ah, there we go. Sounds like equity, doesn't it? And this is accessible to all, regardless of gender, race, or socioeconomic status. with high incarceration rates and a pretrial justice system that disproportionately punishes low-income individuals, we believe that innovative solutions can help end the era of mass incarceration, eradicate gender, race, and socioeconomic class discrimination, and bring greater equity to the criminal justice system. Certainly sounds like a George Soros DA plant, doesn't it? How could RFK do something like this unless he is meant to be a critical thinker? Oh, I hate vaccines. We should say it this way. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He says all the right things. But look at what he does. Look at the people he appoints, like Miss Shanahan. All you had to do was go to her foundation and realize that essentially she wants George Soros-style policies. In other words, she is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat through and through. And do you think that RFK Jr. isn't going to continue along with her policies if she's the VP? Ah, moving right along. Healthy and livable planet. We hope to raise consciousness about the fragility of our planet and believe that a healthy and livable planet promotes global equality and strong communities for future generations. The health of our planet is at risk. Rising temperatures around the globe have created an urgent threat to life on Earth, from extreme weather to endangered coastal communities. Ah, but insurance companies are still insuring every multimillionaire, every billionaire that buys a house on a coastline. If there was a true danger of rising water and the polar ice caps melting in all directions and sea levels rising 1,500 miles, why are insurance companies still doing that? Why don't they see it as a greater risk? Unless they all know it is rhetoric. So once again, the healthy and livable planet that Ms. Shanahan is trying to promote here certainly sounds like, certainly sounds like the Green New Deal, doesn't it? More climate lockdowns. Well, they never happened, but that was the ultimate goal. That's what RFK tweeted should happen back during the COVID mandates. So when you see these third parties come out and say, oh yes, look at us. Yeah, we're a true alternative to everybody. No. This is Democrat strategy. The Democrats and their funders and their donors are pumping money into these candidates to create a false dichotomy. They want to take as many votes away from Trump as possible. But they are positioning these third-party candidates as a true alternative to either party. If that was the case, then why is No Labels running a rabid anti-Trump Republican? And why is RFK choosing a VP candidate that is essentially a George Soros-style person? Where every single woke ideology will be put into place in her capacity. It is nonsense, nobody should fall for it, and everybody should just ignore them at all costs.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical. but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Okay, rounding out another extremely fast hour on America Out Loud, this is Unleashed. I am Chris Michaels. What is Donald Trump to do throughout the rest of this campaign cycle? Well, maybe I don't know what he should be doing all throughout, but I will give you my advice, not that he wants it, in the near future. I don't know if any of you heard this. You probably have at this point because it's going viral. This, inflammatory remark about what Donald Trump intends to do if he doesn't win the election. So Donald Trump was talking about what would happen to the auto industry if it is allowed, or if the United States is allowed, to accept Chinese-made automobiles and they break through into the American market. It's not going to be good for American automakers. That's it. Donald Trump made a reference and said it would be a bloodbath. Immediately, the liberals came from all sorts of places, from underneath damp logs, from the woodwork, from underneath, God only knows what they're coming out from underneath from, but they were out in force. Immediately, they came out. And they were, Donald Trump, if he doesn't get elected, he wants to create a war, a civil war in the United States. He said he's going to have a bloodbath. Oh, my God. Talk about a fascist. This is another beer hall push. This is another Hitler again. Mark Elias decided to take to X. The next wave of Republican attacks on our elections is coming. In fact, it may have already begun. We know it. It will be ruthless and shameless. Trump is admitting it will also be violent. This is, once again, claptrap. This is classic inversionism. This is the Democrats telling you what they're going to do. These statements, they're all coming from the Democrat side because they're accusing Trump of what they're guilty of, what they've been guilty of since at least 2016. And all of the Democrats would say, oh, well, this is all Trump's fault. Just name something, throw a dart at a board at an issue, all it's Trump's fault. It's 4 years into Joseph Biden's presidency. You can't blame Trump for a damn thing anymore. It's over. It's all on you and the rollover Republicans like Mitch McConnell for doing nothing. This is the cavalcade of characters that we should be pointing the fingers at. And, oh my God, Trump wants a civil war. They're claiming it's violence. And, oh, he said it's a bloodbath. Look at what he said. Well, if you look at the quote in a vacuum, then yes, there's going to be a bloodbath, but you have to use the quote in the context in which it was given. And this is the same thing, the same strategy that the Democrats did all throughout his presidency. It's nonsense. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows it's nonsense. And do you know who doesn't know this? Do you know who believes this kind of propaganda? Why? The Democrats. The Democrat voters. Those are the idiots that don't believe in the truth. They don't believe in context, right? Oh, we're not going to certify the election. Really? That sounds like sedition to me. Well, I don't have the Black's Law Dictionary in front of me to look at the exact definition of sedition, but you get the idea. Then you had Biden Communications Director Michael Tyler speaking to Jen Psaki. You remember her, you know, the redhead that was in Biden's administration that just lied through her teeth day in and day out every single second of her tenure there. Oh, the bloodbath remark, according to Mr. Tyler, was an endorsement of political violence. Oh, yes, that's exactly what it is, because Antifa and BLM riots that set cities on fire, that isn't an endorsement of political violence. Now, is it? Putting federal agents from God knows how many different agencies into the January 6th rabble rally, that wasn't an endorsement of political violence. Now, was it? And if anybody has any questions as to why I think there were plenty of federal agents in there, just look at Director, FBI Director, Ray's response as to why all of the January 6th videos shouldn't be released. Well, it may put people in danger. What kind of people, Mr. Ray? Oh, federal agents that don't want their faces posted everywhere in video. That kind of danger. In other words, there were so many federal agents in the January 6th nonsense rabble rally that they can't release the videos entirely because it would put their employee at risk. So please save me the trouble of schooling all of you. And then the judges in Georgia and what's going on with Fannie Willis. He comes out and he says, this is something to look at. And what he's referencing is the relationship between Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis and how inappropriate it is and why on God's green earth is she giving him millions of dollars, paying him in cash, and he's taking her on all kinds of vacations with taxpayer dollars. Why are they all going to the White House? Why are they having all of these line item charges to the White House? And supposedly, these two fools are meeting with Jack Smith. I thought that this was supposed to be an honest case. Everybody was equal in front of the eyes of the law. Meanwhile, they're all coordinating with the Biden administration to get Trump. So that's where Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade come into the picture. And we had this whole hearing where Fannie Willis did awful things. She withheld evidence. She basically lied about when her relationship started. So there's an integrity issue here, right? These people, if you have an integrity issue, shouldn't be in front of the court prosecuting anybody. That's why if you lie in court, it's assumed that you're always going to be lying and you shouldn't have any kind of testimony taken seriously. So the judge that heard all of this and basically was the one that was supposed to bring justice back to the fore and remove Fannie Willis, remove Nathan Wade, and have a real honest case against Donald Trump. Well, he said this finding is by no means an indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony. Oh, so in other words, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So the judge's name is McAfee, okay? McAfee is a Brian Kemp guy. So the governor of Georgia. You all know how just slimy those Republicans in Georgia are. Oh, which one can we remember that we recently spoke about? Oh, yes, former Lieutenant Governor Mr. Duncan, who, no labels, is courting hideous anti-Trump rabid Republican. Oh, now we start to get a clearer picture of Mr. McAfee's ties. And he's going to be the one that will find justice between Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, and Donald Trump. No, of course not. You know what his ruling was? Well, we all know it by now. Well, in order to create more legitimacy, only one of you can stay on the case. It's either Nathan Wade or Fannie Willis. That's the justice we're looking for, Mr. McAfee? Not that the case itself is beyond ridiculous? No. Only one of you. We can't have this hanky-panky going on, so one of you must go. This is not justice. This is political chicanery. This is a political hack that wants to continue to be a judge. He is biased as the day is long if he's making ridiculous rulings like this. Has nothing to do with the integrity of the prosecutor or Fannie Willis or anybody else. Oh, we're going to regain legitimacy. Only one of you can say. What does that have to do with anything? He's allowing the case to continue, and he is allowing the nonsense against Donald Trump to continue. And he continues, Georgia law does not permit the finding of an actual conflict for simply making bad decisions, even repeatedly. Oh, thank goodness, we all get a slap on the wrist. And it is this trial court's duty to confine itself to the relevant issues and applicable law properly brought before it. Oh, yes, so professional, so legitimate. And he even brings up how the witnesses that say these two people are, they shouldn't be anywhere near the bar, never mind going after Trump. He, the judge, McAfee, says that the witness lacked context and detail. If you read the witness's testimony, it has everything to do with context and detail. The person gives detail. The person gives context about what was going on between Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis. If I were Trump, I would hammer this home day in and day out. I would make these kinds of lawsuits, whether it's Jack Smith or Fannie Willis or some nonsense that Alvin Bragg brings up in New York City or Letitia James brings up, any of these people, I would make these kinds of court cases front and center to prove once again that Donald Trump is being persecuted. And they are after you, but I, Donald Trump, stand in their way. It's either us or them. And you should not put up with their bastardization of the justice system. That is what I'd be saying day in and day out if I were Donald Trump. These cases, they are ridiculous. They look ridiculous. The only people that view these cases as serious are the Democrat hopefuls and the Republicans that don't like Donald Trump. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on. And, oh, well, I'm a middle-of-the-road Republican. Are you? What are you? A McCain Republican in Arizona? A Doug Ducey-style Republican? A Brian Kemp Republican? That's the kind of spineless whelps we should be looking up to? And all the neocons, they want their cut of the pie, too. They tried to do it with DeSantis. They tried to do it with Nikki Haley. But those two, no. They're gone. Now what are they going to do? Well, according to The Hill, anti-Trump neocons raising $50 million to keep open border Democrats in power. Now, why would Republicans want something like that? Well, we've brought it up plenty of times. Has to do with the distribution in the House of Reps, because when they take these censuses, it doesn't matter whether or not a state or a county has a number of citizens. It has to do with the number of people. So if New York experiences an explosion of immigrants and increases its population, well, in the next census, this will alter not only the House of Rep distribution, it will also alter the Electoral College itself, creating a permanent one-party system. Now, why and who would be doing something like this? Well, Republican voters against Trump, headed by Bill Kristol from the Bulwark. Now, old Bill Kristol and his people over at his various media outlets, they have been caught doing icky things along the lines of Don Lemon. However, we'll keep it to Bill Kristol. notorious neocon. He can't get enough wars. He hates Donald Trump more than anything. He is a big-time Bush ally. We need more bombs for everybody. And along with GOP strategist Sarah Longwell, these are the people that are engaging in anti-Trump ads on streaming platforms, billboards, radio, and digital media. These people don't care about this country. They want their warmongering candidates to be in charge. And Donald Trump, for what it's worth, hate him, love him, he did not create more wars. He got rid of ISIS. Do you know why he got rid of ISIS? He stopped the funding. Longwell believes, according to The Hill, the anti-Trump coalition built up in 2020 was one of the determining factors in that contest. Oh, well, yes, we're not researching anything about electronic voting machines. And that expanding the demographic in 2024 could be a determining factor in whether or not Trump gets into the White House. Former Republicans, she says, and Republican-leaning voters hold the key. And reaching them with credible, relatable messengers is essential to recreating the anti-Trump coalition that made the difference in 2020. It establishes a permission structure. Whatever their complaints about Joe Biden, Donald Trump is too dangerous, too unhinged to ever be president again. Who do you want, Miss Longwell, to be president? Another George Bush? Oh, I know. Maybe a Mitt Romney. Maybe those people want it. Mitt Romney, where his kids go gallivanting throughout the Ukraine doing the same things that Hunter Biden did. Those are the people that are supposed to be representing America across the globe and in and of the Oval Office. Oh, yes, these people, Miss Longwell and Mr. Crystal, those are the people we want. No, it's not. We don't want anything close to that. Donald Trump should be bringing up these money trails along with all of the ridiculous court cases against him all the time. Once again, same message. It's us versus them. They want to take more of your money. They want to put more money into wars, into places like the Ukraine. They want to, God knows what they want to do in Taiwan against China. And you can only imagine what somebody like Mr. Crystal wants to do to Iran. The money should be staying here. Donald Trump should make that message. We need to put America first. Our infrastructure is crumbling. Our societies are crumbling. The cities destroyed and ravaged by these illegal immigrants and the crime that's being allowed to take place. We need to have a resurgence of American glory. That's what Donald Trump's message should be. And he should clearly point out the people that are against him and the trails of money that are allowing those people to do what they do. I don't see how the guy could lose by pushing that time and again. All right, Chris Michaels, Unleashed. This is going to be my last show for the next 2 weeks. I am getting hitched. I will be back once that is all finished with, and I will once again regale you with brilliance. The America Out Loud Network has been gracious enough to cover the next two Mondays for old Chris Michaels, and they will be giving you amazing commentary. Stay tuned for that, and do not forget to catch Unleashed for the other 4 days this week, as always, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This has been Chris Michaels, and you are listening to the America Out Loud Network.